It didn't matter. Identification was Finley's job, and he took charge now, pulling a rubber glove out of his belt and putting it on as he strode forward. The rod cringed back against the wall, clasping his wicker basket tighter and letting go a loud fart that had to have been pure nerves. Pimley needed to bite down on the inside of his cheek and quite fiercely to keep a smile from rising on his lips. "Nay, nay, nay," the security chief cried and slapped the rod briskly across the face with his newly gloved hand. It did not do to touch the children of Roderick skin to skin. They carried too many diseases. Loose spit flew from the rod's mouth and blood from the hole in his nose. "Speak not with your kibox to me, Cy Halas. The hole in thy head's not much better, but at least it can give me a word of respect. It had better be able to." "Heil, Finley Otego," Halas muttered, and fisted himself in the forehead so hard the back of his head bounced off the wall. Bonk! That did it. Pimley barked a laugh in spite of himself. Nor would Finley be able to reproach him with it on their walk to Damley House, for he was smiling now, too. Although Pimley doubted that the rod named Halas would find much to comfort him in that smile. It exposed too many sharp teeth.
"Heil, Finley, o' the watch. Long days and pleasant nights to you, Cy."
"Better," Finley allowed. "Not much, but a little. What in hell's name are you doing here before Horn and Son? And tell me what's in thy bascom, Wiggins?"
Halas hugged it tighter against his chest, his eyes flashing with alarm. Finley's smile disappeared at once.
"You flip the lid and show me what's in thy bascom this second, Cully, or thee'll be picking thy teeth off the carpet."
These words came out in a smooth, low growl. For a moment, Pimley thought the rod still would not comply, and he felt a twinge of active alarm. Then, slowly, the fellow lifted the lid of the wicker basket. It was the sword with handles, known in Finley's home territory as a bascom.